Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm going to take you fishing, honey. You're going to love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening. Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. I am Captain Kevin Favor, sitting in with my good little buddy, Captain Scott Shank.
Captain Scott's a little worn out. I'm not used to this.
Yeah. You're kind of like it. Yeah. You jump right into it.
I jumped right at both feet.
Like,
whoa.
Yeah. You went from not running any charters to every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
My next day off is when we go with the El Cheapo.
Oh. Yeah. That's
fishing every day.
That's not,
next weekend.
Is it next
not
weekend?
This weekend. Next weekend.
Okay, yeah, because 20. Yeah, you're right. It is next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, this Saturday, whatever, it was 29th or whatever.
Yes, you and I will be at consignment boat sales with the Outdoor Show.
Man, always such a great time with Guy.
Oh yeah,
and everybody's beeping at us and waving at us as they're going to launch and everything. So it's fun.
Yeah,
let me tell you something about weather this week.
Okay, tell me something about weather this week.
Did we
get rid of the fog?
Yes.
Okay, thank goodness.
Dude, I've been putting on sunscreen. Look at me.
Yeah,
and
I know.
That ain't windburnt, bro.
I know.
I actually got sunburnt.
I know. Yesterday was
beautiful. Wow, was it cold in the morning, so.
Yeah.
My gosh, we're sweatshirt and still, you know, like two shirts on, but by 10 o'clock, 10:30, start stripping them on off.
That's great.
It's great. I mean, not shorts weather. I mean, not on the water because the water's still freezing.
It's not that bad. 64?
Yeah, but I'm it's 53 off the beach.
That's crazy cold.
I had
53
at 4 Mile yesterday, and I had 56 at 9 Mile.
You know what? I love that. I'm so happy about that news.
And it's right where we talked about.
Yeah, that's
it's right.
Right
where it needs to be.
Yep.
And, it just nothing really wanted to bite. Went offshore yesterday. I was just tired of kind of fighting the river. And,
tired of going to the same spots and not catching anything,
not catching
in other words.
Yellowmouth trout spots have just dried up. It's like, man.
Yeah.
So anyhow, man, I looked out there yesterday, Kevin, and it was glass. And I went, damn, I didn't bring any big rods. I said, well. See what happened. Well, it holds 15-pound tests, so that's what we did.
Yep.
If we broke them off, well, you know what? We broke them off. And, man, there is no shortage of snappers.
No,
in 56-degree water temperature.
It's funny you should say that because I try to text our good buddy Captain Kirk Waltz.
Yep.
You know, and I texted him this evening, and he said, I mean, it was almost identical. You know, he said the snapper chewing offshore, a few sea bass. He's like, inshore's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Sound familiar?
So I'm going, yes, I'm not the dummy that I thought I was.
Right.
Kirk is struggling too.
Because usually this time of year, man, they're stroking the sheep's head and
not seeing very. I mean, he's still catching a few, but it's not his usual.
Right. Oh yeah.
You know.
If I'm cool, you're talking about Kirk Waltz.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he's only catching a few, you and I are catching none.
None.
You know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. So, yeah. So went out there and
had fun.
It was just a gorgeous day. I got those little suckers so fired up. I had them like 15 feet under the boat. If the water was clear, we could see them. I was pitching 3/8-ounce jig heads and just floating them back in the current.
That's
so much
awesome.
Fun.
So did you chum or anything?
Nope.
They just came up. They just came up.
Yep. It,
because they're so hungry.
Yep.
They're like, let's go up there and see what this is.
And I pecked around. I mean, I first stopped at 4 Mile. And like I said, 53, ugly water. I mean, just like the river. It was brown. And it marked up good. So I was going, all right, you know, maybe this is where the the yellow mouse went.
Right.
Well, I dropped down, or they dropped down, and we did. We caught two or three yellow mouse. They were small, 10 inches. I said, throw them things in a live well for a little boat ride.
Yeah.
So I was figuring, I'm going to get out there, and I'm going to use them. So anyhow, it got too pretty, and it was myself and Captain Rob Bennett. Again, it's cold, Kevin. We only got one engine. If something happens out there, I'm not going out there by myself this time of year.
Yeah, I got you.
If something God-fearing happened,
right,
you got about 1 hour to live.
Right.
I mean, because 53-degree water temperature, you're done.
That's cold.
So anyhow.
Yep.
So me and Rob took off, and we each, like I said, caught a couple of little baits and stuff like that. And so he went out there. Well, Rob always keeps a couple big spinning rods on the boat, so they were in his rod locker. So I watched him. He put down a head, and I went, okay, let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
That head sat there for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah.
But you toss a live shrimp out there on a 3/8 ounce jig head? It was Katie Bar the
door. No kidding.
Triple headers, quads. It was stupid.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
On the little light tackle
stuff. On light tackle stuff.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, heck, they could be 14 inches on up to probably 7 or 8 pounds being conservative.
Yep, that's cool.
On light tackle. And
you said the current was ripping.
Oh, it was ripping. I had Hunter and Roger yesterday.
Okay.
And they just had a freaking blast.
That's good. From Ring Power.
From Ring Power. Yep. Roger just bent all the way over, and it was so much fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I had Ring Power yesterday, so it was kind of fun.
That's great.
So.
That's great.
Water's ugly, nasty. Captain Chris Worth, a good friend, Captain Chris Worth, he went out to 110 foot yesterday, and the water is so cold, the water was 64, 66,
wow.
He told me out there.
Yeah.
He caught one lane snapper, one black sea bass, and two trigger fish, and that was on a 6 hour.
Ouch.
He was going to 21 today, so I don't know if he made it out there.
Yeah.
Supposedly it was pretty snotty today.
Yeah, it was pretty rough today.
Believe it or not. But they said there were a lot of boats kind of turned around.
When I woke up this morning early, it seemed to be more out of the west.
Mm-hmm.
And not that bad, but then it started shifting.
About 8:30 o'clock all the way around.
That's right. Yeah,
straight out of the north.
Yeah, straight out of the north. I was watching the trees this morning.
Yep. You know, I started at 8:30 and I was coming down the river and I went. Yesterday was just that gorgeous sun's coming up and
the
sheen, you know, kind of look across top. And there was no sheen looking this morning because it had a wind chop on.
You get that. That gut feeling.
You do.
You know what I mean? You're like,
You sure you don't want to go and go look at it?
Yeah.
Nope.
No, I really don't.
I know what
really
it's like
don't.
Out there. I don't want to go.
Yeah.
It's out of the north. I don't want to go.
Yeah.
But it was, So anyhow, river, folks, I mean, if you're going to fish the river, slow, easy, don't go to a lot of spots. You literally are going to let them come to you.
Yeah.
That's all I've been doing. I fished like 7 spots today is all I fished.
The only thing that sounds like it's kind of consistent right now is whiting.
Yeah, there's pretty good whiting bite. A couple of charter boats chose to do that today, bigger boats, you know.
Yeah.
And they had, you know, 18, 25.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
I mean, they were happy. They get, you know, get a nice meal. There's nothing wrong with fried whiting fillets, I can tell you that right now.
I mean, seriously, if we could go out there tomorrow and just fun fish and nothing's biting, you take me to the whiting, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's all I need. Need about 8 or 10 fish
apiece. That's right. Yeah.
But yeah, so
if somebody's going whiting fishing this weekend, they're like, yeah, that sounds like fun, and we'll take the kids.
Most of it's been at least out of St. Augustine. Most of it where I saw the fleet at today, and I saw 6 or 8 boats fishing them. They're fishing them anywhere between right in front of the fort, all the way out. Well, only from about the fort to where the barge tie-offs are on the west side.
Okay.
There is no more sandbar that used to be sandbar.
Right.
In the middle of the inlet, like the wheel.
So that fishing's
gone? Done. It's all shoving them back this way towards the fort.
I was wondering what it was going to do to that.
Now, I mean, there's 18 feet of water all the way across it. There's no drop-off anymore.
I wonder what it's going to do for the fishing this fall. That's what I'm really curious about.
Especially where, yes, between that's where we catch all the jacks and we have tarpon, Spanish mackerel.
Yeah.
Because now it goes from 18 to 8.
Yeah.
You know, there's none of that step down like it was before where it felt, I mean, maybe like 12 to like 25 or so it was.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if we'll get a big red bull run in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting in an 18
foot of
water.
I can tell you right now, though, that Dorchetti is sketchy.
Yeah, now I got a text from Joe this morning, our neighbor Joe, and he said it was
7
fine.
7 feet at low tide.
7 feet? How much do you want? That's.
Well, I'm just telling. Go through it at high tide. I went over it at high tide. It was 10 feet.
Okay, but you just said
but
7 feet.
What I'm getting at is though, if that swell builds up off.
Well,
that
of course, and it's always
comes
been
across
that way.
That because they kind of taken out that north bar on the north side now.
Right.
They got rid of that.
Yeah.
Filled it in.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, be careful.
I know.
Yeah.
But you know how skunky our inlet gets on a southeast falling tide.
Oh, yep. You got to watch where you're coming in. There's no doubt. 641-1010, 641-1010. You listen to the Moe Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast on 1010 XL. Give us a call. When we come back, we'll talk to Captain Leon Dana. Don't go anywhere.
Hey folks, Captain Scott for Fish Bites Trading Post. You know they have everything fish bites, but what you probably didn't know is a selection of products for the offshore. Blackfin and Crowder rods, Pan and Daiwa reels. They also carry Harrier slow pitch rods with Daiwa Lexa 400 reels. Lures by Magbay, Cowbell, Islander, everything from catch and bait to catch and blue marlin. Inshore, they carry a full line of Bull Bay rods, reels from Daiwa, Pen, Okuma, and Florida Fishing Products. They also have surf rods from Over the Bar and Fish Bite Surf Series rods from Okuma. You also have to look good. Clothing from Frog Togs, Gills, 904 Outdoors, and Fish Bites. So stop by and see my friends Marty and Brett at Fish Bites Trading Post, 170 Nick's Boatyard Road, next to Home Depot in St. Augustine. Or call them at 904-217-8012. That's 904-217-8012. Tell them Captain Scott, the Fishing Forecast, sent you.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Just a huge thanks to the Moe's Southwest Grill in St. Augustine. That's really who brings you this show. You know,
I appreciate any leftovers there that day.
Is Leon there, Leon?
I'm here, brother.
Moe's from St. Augustine, you know, because they're serving breakfast now, they tell the Outdoor Show, you know, because you're 7 to 10, we're going to bring you some samples, some breakfast.
I like that.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, 8 o'clock's fine, you know, and they text said, okay, we're outside and went out there and you know, we're continuing to do the show, and this nice young lady, she comes in with one, you know, sheet, aluminum, you know, sheet. And puts it down, and I'm thinking, oh, well, that's cool, you know, they probably some burritos or something in there. Well, she goes out in the car and comes back again, and she's got this huge arm full of stuff and puts it down, and then she goes back out in the car. Anyway, ended up with three sheets, aluminum sheets.
Yeah, aluminum sheet trays.
Trays, okay. Six or eight orange juices, four coffees, and there's like eight of these tacos, burritos.
Hope it was good.
It was awesome. It was awesome. Leon, we had the steak, the chicken, and then we had the chicken tacos.
Wow.
It was and here's the good news, Leon, because I was doing a bunch of work at the property with all my guys on Sunday and Monday, and guess what they got for breakfast? Some Moe's.
I guess they got Moe's.
They did, and they were loving it. They were like, "Oh my god, this is
Are you
so
there?
Good." Yeah, we're here.
Hey guys.
We're here. Are you there?
Wow, I'm glad they forgot about us. It's only the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast Show.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah. Again, we're not that far from them. Leon, have you got a bad connection?
Yeah, I think Leon dropped.
Okay. Yeah, it sounded like he dropped.
Yeah, it sounded like he was.
Wow. How about that, though, country? Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Leaving their little short little fat buddy out, you know, and they're all, you know, bellied up to the bar.
So anyway,
yeah, that's not
just
good.
No, yeah. It's not good. Just to let folks know, it's I believe the only one that's serving breakfast is St. Augustine.
It is. That's it, yeah. St. Augustine.
Yeah, and it's outstanding.
It's really good. It's good. Wasn't it? Were they good? Did you get the, what did they bring you? Breakfast bowls or just the?
No, all burritos.
All burritos.
Yeah, and the chicken tacos, which, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so. All right, Leon, let's try it again.
Sorry, guys, about that. I just dropped.
Yeah.
Kind of like that, you're like today.
They brought enough food for a tribe of pygmies.
They did. They did. I was sitting there going, how many people do they think that are
in
here?
Feeding
in here? You know, I mean, I know Loggeman can eat, mm-hmm. you know, but.
For three.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
But, you know, we didn't put a dent in it. Let's just put it that way. The boys appreciated it at the hunt camp.
I'm sure they did.
They truly appreciated it. Leon, you know, getting dropped off the phone line is kind of like your week of fishing, it sounds like.
Sounded like everyone's day today. I tell you what, sometimes you're the bug, sometimes you're the windshield, you know? It's tough.
Tough.
It was tough out there. Water clarity looks like Coca-Cola. Water temperature is 66, 67 degrees. I fished for 4 hours today and only produced 3 bites in 4 hours. And only
not three fish, 3 bites. That's it.
3 bites. And I
damn.
I don't mean to boast, but I think I was top man for the day compared to other people. I mean, from other people, I was getting phone calls. They were like, well, what do you got? I got a stingray and a catfish. What do you got? And I go, I got nothing.
So where the heck are you getting that mode from?
What do you have, Scott?
Where did you get that from? I had a 4-pound pompano.
Okay.
I had a 5-pound black drum. I had a 3-pound sheephead and 2 speckled trout.
Ooh, that's pretty close.
I got that one from Larry today. He called me, and I was bouncing phone calls between Larry, Dave Borries, and Charlie Parker and Chip today.
Okay.
It was
That's a good crew right there, boy.
And if they can't do it shallow or deep,
yeah.
You know it ain't happening.
Yeah, we were all struggling, I mean, honestly. And, I mean, we were bouncing around. I mean, we looked like a pinball in a pinball machine, all of us working the valley.
Damn, you're sure not making one turn north.
Yeah. Yeah, when Larry Minyard calls you,
it's slow. And ask you.
Yeah, it's because that doesn't happen.
No.
Exactly. When the Godfather calls, something's up.
Yeah.
Damn, not making me want to go that way tomorrow.
Well, if the five of them didn't catch anything.
I did pretty good down south.
Yeah, absolutely.
South.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like I said, I felt like, you know, I was just in the lucky at the right place at the right time to produce 3 bites. And, I mean, I saw some fish. I didn't see a lot of fish. But I finally got the fish to eat. So, man, it's been tough. I'm just going through the numbers. And I only hit 3 spots today. And the last spot that I caught the fish at was the first spot I went to at the beginning of the charter.
Right.
And so you know what's the worst thing you could do, and it just makes you feel bad, is when you backfish a spot.
Yes.
Go, I know they weren't here on the outgoing dive, but let me just see if they've started, you know, they're here on the incoming dive. I mean, I've had to do it, but I mean, it's like when you go back, it's like, oh, folks, let me go back in here one more time.
And you know damn well in the back of your mind you're not going to catch
them. You're not catching a damn thing, and you're just going,
I know.
I hate going backfishing.
Yep.
I hate backfishing too, but 2 days ago I caught some nice fish there, and I was like, guys, I know the fish are here. We've struck out every and the other 2 spots. We got to go back here. And
we got those pictures yesterday when he did it. He ain't caught nothing all week until yesterday. And then we got the pictures of the 2 reds he caught yesterday. All of a sudden, my phone starts going ding, 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 and I'm going, who the heck's that? And I look and I said, Leon done found 2.
Yeah. That's good. That's all
We're
right.
Getting to Texas.
That keeps us fired up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It keeps the spark alive. You know, I mean, those days that we just knock it out of the ballpark, you know, it just, you got to appreciate it because there's weeks like this.
Yeah.
I saw in the news today, this morning, that we've had, this month, we've had 7 I want to say, 7 thunderstorms come through, where the average has been only 2. And that's, I think that's just what our biggest problem is the big influx of fresh water that's coming out of the valley and headed down your way.
Yeah.
Well, hell, when those fronts come through, we had probably 3 days in a row with tornado warnings here in St. Augustine.
Two warnings in 5 days. I haven't had a tornado warning here ever. It was unbelievable. But up at our place in Georgia, 14 inches in the last 7 days.
14 inches.
Well,
wow.
And I take that not in the last 7 days. It was like a 7-day period last week with 14 inches.
Wow.
I mean, that's, dude,
how drivable was those roads last week?
You know, that red clay?
Yeah.
Give it 1 day of sunshine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it starts cracking and makes it look like
the stuff is, it's like glue, man. I mean, I'm serious.
It's amazing how that water can drain in that stuff.
It drains right up. But, dude, when it's raining and it's still wet, that's the slickest stuff on earth.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even get out and walk. Yeah. I mean, Leon, it's terrible.
And your truck's a magnet for a ditch.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It goes straight to it.
Leon, did anybody fish the well today?
I never got that far south, but I saw every guide I know shooting north and south the entire charter.
Yeah.
I mean, we
got hammered.
We were everywhere today.
Oh, headed back.
I know Chip went south of me, so he comes on next. He can give you a report of what went on down there. I think he did find a few fish, which is great. It was a constant struggle today. And tomorrow can be a 180. My clients called me today. Said, Captain, what are we doing tomorrow? And I go, well, let me tell you about today. And I said, we'll try it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's all you can do, and it does. It's funny how it can be that way, you know?
Yeah, so it really can be.
Work.
I keep telling y'all next week.
No, I'm telling you right now, March 12th, it's freaking going to be on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, yeah. And generally speaking, and it's funny, I have watched this because living in the South for so long, March 22nd is when the mullet show up.
Mm-hmm. March 12th, mark my words.
Sounds like a great day. I like that day.
March 12th, mark my words, you're going to start seeing the redfish count go way up.
Yep.
By March 12th.
Yep. It, because they're there, Leon. They got to eat sometime, bro.
Mm-hmm. Something's going on. Nothing wants to eat. Because there's no way that you could tell me with your 5 guides up there and 3 of us down here today that none of us found any fish. And then we're throwing Kirk in the mix. He said he didn't catch hardly anything.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
One of those days,
you know.
Yeah, it was one of those days, you know. I mean, I keep saying February. It doesn't matter what month it is. There's some days are just like that. I mean, I don't care if it's April or May or June.
But do you really think that that January and February are not usually our top producing months?
January, February, terrible.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, they just go through the motions.
Yeah.
But like you said, March 12th, I remember that's PPC week. Last year, I was blistering them.
Yep.
So.
Speak of TPC, you see Cameron's in second place?
Yeah, how's he doing?
He's in second.
He's in second, but he's playing good. Cameron
he's
Smith,
good.
Your buddy
he's,
there.
Yeah, he's. When the last time I watched it was about 4:30 when I was getting my hair cut.
He was at
minus 5.
He's gonna win here soon, Leon. He keeps playing like that.
We fixed to be partying at that house.
Woo-wee! Yeah.
Well,
between last week and this week.
What it is he goes fishing every time right before he goes and plays golf, and I say, it clears your mind.
Yep. You know,
you're not catching anything, you have plenty of time to clear
your mind. Yeah, you got plenty of time to clear your mind. It's like sitting in a tree stand, right?
Yeah. Yeah, day after day and not seeing a damn thing.
Yeah. But that's funny you should say that, though, Leon, because, you know, Mike Nicolette, who I caddied for, he would do the same thing, man. Fishing was now we would still practice every day, but we would fish in the mornings.
Really?
You know, most every day. Yep, and it sounds just like Cameron. You know, it kind of relaxes him.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Yeah, they good for him, man. That was fun watching him last week. And just so folks know what we're talking about. Leon fishes with Cameron Smith a lot. They're very, very good friends. And Cameron obviously plays on the PGA Tour. If you watched him last week at Riviera, you came in second or third? Third, maybe?
Fourth.
Fourth? Okay, yeah. But he played so good. Mm-hmm. Played so good. And then he came in second in the Masters in November. Mm-hmm. So
actually, a short game, kind of. What I watched on Sunday, I'm going to talk to him about that next time I see him. A short game kind of sucked on Sunday.
Going to talk. You talk to him about golf.
Yeah, we'll give it to him.
Yeah,
Oh, it's hysterical. He was on the front of Leon's boat 2 weeks ago when it was cold as all get out, and he had these old ski goggles on. They looked. I said, so he comes
because
running
he's
at
a little
me,
guy.
And yeah, he's a little nobody. And anyhow, my charter's on the boat. And what in the hell do you got on your face? And I'm just wearing this guy out.
Wearing him out.
And Leon's just laughing. And here he comes right back at me. Let me tell you something, you little fat dude. And so we're just going at it. So anyhow, he leaves, and my charter goes, everything all right? I said, yeah, that's Cameron Smith. No way. I said, yeah, it's Cameron Smith.
That's awesome.
So anyhow, I love me some Cameron. Yep. He's a great guy.
They're good people.
Yep, they are.
Good people. Leon, we appreciate it. I hope fishing gets better.
God, I hope so, too.
Yeah. You're going to find out Sunday.
Yeah,
you ain't been in a while.
I got Sunday and Monday, so I have put it off as long as I can, Leon.
Oh, God, I can see this Sunday and Monday, the phone blowing up.
Uh-huh.
What do we do now?
Yep.
Nothing.
Yep.
Just stay right where you're at.
It'll
come, eventually.
It's going to get better. And I'm really going to make y'all mad when this old man goes out there and catches a bunch of fish on Sunday and Monday.
If you do, I'm telling you. I will kiss the ring.
I expect nothing less from you.
I will kiss the ring.
All right, boys. Thanks, Leon. We got to take a break.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, buddy. See you. Yep. 641-1010-641-1010. That made me giggle. Mo Southwest Grillfish Forecast right here on 1010XL. Captain Scott Shank. That's you. I'm Captain Kevin Favor. We'll be right back with Captain Chip Wingo.
I forgot who it was.
Yeah.
Is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. This segment, because it's with Chip Wingo, is brought to you by Fish Bites Trading Post.
Fish Bites!
Because, and you're dang lucky that I got a trip on Saturday, but I can't heckle you now.
Oh, you got Chip.
Hello, Chippy.
Yeah.
Yep.
You got your pen or your autograph hand ready to go. There's gonna be people standing in line for autographs.
Yeah,
from Captain Catfish.
Yep, Captain Catfish here.
Yep.
But we had a stellar day.
Good.
So, 10 catfish, good. Like 6 sand trout, 1 big whiting, and finally got the trash can slam completed with a stingray.
Nice. That's a good day.
Yeah. You pulled on a lot of fish.
ten catfish. That's impressive.
Yeah. Especially in that cold water. Wow, that is a lot of catfish for this cold water.
Yeah, they were. I mean, it was. We worked for it. They had a good time. The guys were a lot of fun on my boat. They could really fish well. And it just, I mean, they, you know, the amount of phone calls and texts I got, the communications that were going on, I mean, they understood. It just was not happening. But it was a beautiful day on the water.
Yeah.
I mean, we had so much fun.
You just had to soak that in.
And that's what Mark and Mary said. Because I said, man, I'm sorry, guys. You know, we got 5 bites all day. And they go, man, but look around us. Look,
yep,
we saw birds.
Right.
It was 75 degrees. And a fort, of course, maybe y'all don't. But I got to think that, you know, I'd like to bend rods for them. And, you know, and that to me was a really, really, really terrible day.
We want our clients to be successful on our boats, and we work hard for them, but sometimes it's just the way it goes. I mean, you know, I'm not being callous about it, but I care. But, I mean, all you can do is fish. You can't catch them on the couch, you know.
Yep.
Agreed. So,
and they're going to fire off any day, and it's going to be like, well, they will be long forgotten about these days.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's getting ready. And you don't know. You don't know which day that's going to be. You just got to keep going.
No.
Chipper, are you fishing El Cheapo next weekend?
No, I'm not fishing it.
Okay.
I got something else going on that day. But yeah, unfortunately, I won't make it with you guys either. I'm going to miss that food.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, after your radio show, why don't you just come join us?
Yeah, I guess I can do that. I can slide over there just to say hello for an hour or two.
just to enjoy the company.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. The guy over there is always such a nice host too. He's such a great guy, mm-hmm. you know, and I like Scotty said, you're sitting there, all the boats are coming by, people are stopping by, yelling, honking, you know, it's such a great tournament too. You know, I hope they do really well this year.
So. Yeah, I hope they do too. Yep. I know that it's
weather actually looks pretty good. Long range forecast. I saw
a low of 53 on Friday, high of 61 on Saturday.
A little front right there.
Yep.
That's sheephead weather.
That's sheephead weather.
Yeah, 30% chance of rain. That's fine.
At a northeast 10 knots, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, so, something like
better
that.
Better than 30.
Yeah, so. north at 11.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's
beautiful.
I mean, it's north, but yep. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, well, Scotty, you were a big man on campus today with your bites. So.
Pretty nice pumping, though, that Miss
Mary
there
caught. Was nothing at the well today either.
Damn
we
it.
Fished it for 30 minutes, not a bite.
Wow.
So, not a bite.
Oh, I'm staying where I'm at then. I was going to come up and see you tomorrow, but I guess I'm not.
It's interesting, isn't it? You know, talking to I texted Captain Kirk Waltz before the show, and he said, man, inshore is just a struggle. And when he's struggling this time of year, because this is, I mean, he catches a lot of fish this time of year usually, you know, sheep's head. But with that being said, we've had a true winter.
Oh, heck yeah.
You know, and it just it hasn't it these fish, they're not responding to this warm weather yet. I mean, they're just not. So it's usually the first week of March, somewhere in there, Chip, that they all of a sudden they just fire off.
March
I don't know why.
Well, you got to figure we're so spoiled living where we live for the fishery we have, and when it slows up, we're like whoa, you know. I mean, we're whining about it, but I mean, it's, and then here comes March, April, May, boom, boom, boom. And then, you know, the kingfish fire off, and then the Kobe, and then the kingfish and tarpon show up and flounder, you know, and it's just like so great. Then we go back into the winter and we're like, oh, you know, you know, so it's a roller coaster ride, but I'm looking forward to the next couple months, you know, I mean,
no question.
Going back to being hero instead of zero.
I just have a hard time running trips in January and February.
I don't, you know, and all of a sudden it gets pretty like this, and the phone starts ringing because people feel as though it's happening, and I tell them, I said, look, we got to work. It's going to be slow.
Yep.
It's just, you know, no. It ain't a 20 fish redfish day.
Yeah.
That ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
So if you want that,
well,
it's a lot easier for us to go home together right now and be done with this, you know, because it ain't going to happen.
Well, one of the biggest things is working it slow. I mean, you got to slow people down right now. I mean, it's, you know, if your ice cream truck comes down your road at 35 miles an hour, you're not getting any ice cream.
Yep.
So, you know, it's cold and the fish are a little lethargic and, you know, but it's, they're there. I mean, we saw them. We saw fish.
Say, Chip, like, look, I want to ask you something real quick because you were probably fishing last week. When we were doing the tides report on the Outdoor Show on Saturday, the high tide was like 3.3.
Yes, 3. Same way today.
So, yeah. Really?
And it got so stinking low today, I didn't think I was going to get the boat out of the water at St. Augustine South Boat Ramp.
You know, 20-something years of doing that show and doing tide reports, I've never heard a 3.
Mm-mm.
A 3, a high tide.
I thought I messed up on the tide times when I got down there today. I'm looking, I'm like, this tide is almost low already. You know, I'm looking at it. And it just screamed out, you know.
Yep.
And then it got super, super low. And, you know, I mean, I hit a couple spots. I pulled a Leon and I shined the prop in a couple spots, or at least a skeg.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, what's that doing there? You know, it's weird. It drops pretty quick today.
Look at your time today. I started at 8:30.
Yep.
Okay, the tide was pretty dadgum high at 8:30, okay? But by 11:30, I was on the jetties at low tide.
At low tide, wow. Yeah, wow. It interesting. Like I said, when Loggeman did that tides report, whoa, I said, whoa, say that again. And even he had to back up. It was like a 3.6 or 3.5 mm-hmm. high tide.
And like a negative 1 point.
Yeah, like yeah. So you had no high tide. You had all low tide, which mm-hmm. I'm not sure that I like that. I mean, maybe that has something to do with the bite too, Chip. You know?
Yeah, it possibly could. I mean, everybody I talked to, from the kayakers that were way back up in the creeks, to everybody. I mean, I had guys that I know out there who fish that aren't guides that are pulling up going, "Cap, are you catching anything?" Then with the look on their face, like, "You catching anything today?" I'm like, "I'm the catfish king today, baby."
Like, that's right.
We're not catching anything we want to catch, But that's the way it rolls, I guess. So,
tell you, as low as the tide was today, you and we couldn't have passed each other at our creek at the boat ramp.
Oh, wow.
Really?
We would have dug bottom on one of us going to hit rocks and one of us going to hit sand.
Yeah.
And
we couldn't have passed. No, St. Augustine South, where we used to live at.
Yep.
Gotcha. Well, did they re-dredge Volano?
No. Boats were all hung up in it. David Ballard, actually, I was talking to him. I was coming in, and I saw him, and I was headed to the marina. It was 12:40, and he was headed in there. And we were all on the phone talking to one another, and he was just getting right around the bend into the cove, into the Volano boat ramp, and I hear him go, "Oh, hell." And I said, "What?" He said, "There's a big boat that's hung up right in the middle of the channel that can't get in."
Yeah.
Wow.
It seems shallower to me since they dredged, right?
He told me, yes, way even after. I don't know when they're going to do it, but he told me he had his engine literally was, whoa, 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 it was all the way out of the water.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely shallower.
Yep,
going in that ramp.
You got to be. I mean, that's all right. We'll have it in coming time by the time we get out on Sunday and Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
Right on.
10-4, yep. Buddy.
Hey, real all quick. Right.
Yep.
You got to see Chip this Saturday.
Uh huh.
2:00. Like I said, unfortunately, I'm not going to be there to heckle. Yep.
Well, here's the other thing. You mentioned the Fishing Forecast Show.
Fishing Forecast Show.
And you get a free T-shirt.
Uh huh.
How about that?
Uh-huh.
If fish bites. Go on there and mention the Fishing Forecast. And hey, Chip, do me a favor. Mention the Fishing Forecast Show and get me a T-shirt.
Yes.
We're also giving away a Bull Bay rod.
Yep.
A nice inshore rod, a sniper. Giving away all kinds of T-shirts and stuff also from Fishing mm-hmm. Products. Yeah.
Yep, Florida Fishing Products stepped up.
Oh, that's cool.
That can cost you a thing, guys. Come down and listen to somebody babble.
Yeah, so.
And well, not only that, but if you bring your kids there, Miss Donna France has 101 lessons fishing for the kids.
Yep.
From 12 to 2 before
Chip.
Captain Chip.
Yeah, what
comes
time
on.
Are you on, Chip?
I'm coming on at 2:00.
2:00.
Okay, 2:00, and what are you going to talk about?
Everything inshore.
Everything inshore.
Inshore. Yeah.
How to be the highliner.
Everything from catfish to.
Yes, sir. Tell them what color fish bites those catfish like.
Exactly. Chartreuse was the key today.
Chartreuse.
Just letting you know. Chartreuse was the key. You're the man, Chippy.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah, well, good luck on your seminar, and we'll talk to you soon.
You got it.
Call you tomorrow.
Yep.
Bye.
See you. Yeah, so just to let folks know, if they want to go see Captain Chip, the Fish Price Trading Post.
It is at 170 Nick's Boatyard Road, which, if you know anything about St. Augustine, it's right next door to Home Depot.
It's right next door to Home Depot.
On the north side.
Yeah. If you go into the entrance of Home Depot on the north side, you can't miss it.
Can't miss it.
You literally can't miss it because it's like a...
It's bright yellow.
Bright yellow, yeah.
It's not canary, but it's a good yellow.
Yeah. Sounds like everybody struggled today, buddy.
Yeah. I guess so. So tomorrow's what we say.
Tomorrow's another day that we'll you're really out. Looking forward to. No. But here's the deal: you've gotten great reports from the north.
There's no way I'm steering that way.
That boat is going south.
That boat's heading south and hard.
Figure something out.
Yeah, I might end up more towards 206 tomorrow than I should be. But hey, I mean, but again. That is what's so great about us here.
Yep.
Northeast Florida.
Yep.
I'm gonna say Northeast Florida, but mainly in St. Augustine. The phone, you know, rings all day long, you know, and I tell my clients, look, this is all, we're all sharing information. Just, you know, and we have a great group of charter captains, just like Leon was and Chip were talking about, you know, the Larrys and the Charlies and
yep.
all that,
yep.
to where we have our other
Corey
Southern based crew down
yep.
here,
yep.
you know, and
but we do share a lot of information with the guys at Mayport too, Jeremy Alvarez, Captain Kirk Waltz,
whenever they come down here, yep. yeah, heck yeah. But I'm just saying it's great that all day long, I know that I'm not doing anything wrong. Because if I talk to two or three other charter captains, they call me or I call them, and they're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
That, I mean, I feel
a little
bit better.
It relaxes you?
Yes.
If they're hammering them?
If they're hammering
them. Then your blood pressure goes up.
Oh, my God, yes. I just start chewing butt for the stupidest things.
Yeah, because you know you can't go to them. You know,
in
the intercoastal, you can't go to them. There's not enough room.
Not enough room.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. We got one more segment to go.
We do.
Captain Scott Shank, I'm Captain
that's
Kevin
me.
Favor. Yep, that's you. We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
One more small little segment to go here on the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. And, oh, speaking of forecasts, I guess I need
yeah,
to...
Yeah, I think you should need to throw one out there.
Yeah,
there,
yeah. Find out exactly what's going on
yeah.
on the ocean. Now, I did get a picture...
We did from today.
From a very good friend of mine, Mike Debski. He had his neighbors. They went wahoo fishing today, and it was
looked a little skunky to me.
Yeah, it looked skunky, but boy, they had a good day.
Mm-hmm. That's a nice fish.
Yeah,
is 80, he in the tournament?
He hasn't answered me yet.
Okay,
80-something pounds, 83. Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
Yeah, and it looked like
it looked every bit 83 in the picture.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a.
Tonight,
a good one.
Southeast 5 knots,
yes.
becoming southwest after midnight. Wow.
Yep.
You may be able to go catch some fish if you want to tomorrow.
I know, I was thinking about going offshore.
East winds 5,
yeah.
2 to 3. No, 2 feet.
2 feet.
8 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I was thinking about it.
Wow. Saturday, wow. Southeast winds 5 to 10, seas 2 to 3. There will be a bunch of people wahoo fishing on Saturday.
Yep.
Saturday night, 10 to 15 out of the south. Sunday, south winds, 10 to 15, 3 to 4. Monday, southwest, 10 to 15, becoming west, 5 to 10 in the afternoon, 3 to 4. Northwest winds, Monday night, 5 to 10, and then northeast on Tuesday, 10 to 15. So really, I mean.
The only thing, I mean, which I'm happy for and it's great, is just trying to fish the river on Saturday because of where the tide situation is.
Yeah, yeah, I got you.
It's just going to be total freaking mayhem.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm going to do about that.
Yeah.
I haven't figured that one out.
Yeah.
No,
I'm kind of, because I don't fish on weekends very much, but
I don't either.
You know, I had a friend of mine and he's like, can you fish on Sunday? Usually in February, you don't have to worry much about boat traffic, but it's supposed to be beautiful.
It's supposed to be beautiful.
On Sunday, so I would imagine that there will be quite a few boats out there on Sunday. Yeah.
So, I don't know, especially on Saturday. I mean, Saturday it's usually, of course,
yeah,
worser.
Well, Sundays are always, if you get out early,
yeah, yeah,
you're
you
fine.
Don't fish tide. You don't fish 12 to 4
yeah.
on Sunday. You got to go at 8 o'clock at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm going noon. I'm going to catch that tide. So are you.
I am,
on
too.
Sunday. Yeah, yeah.
I am,
so,
too.
So you're going against everything that you know,
I
too.
I know, and I don't know, but...
Because right now you have to give yourself every chance you can with all of the, you know, right tides and everything
right.
else. You know what I mean?
Right, because I fish docks even today on a
perfect
tide.
This isn't summertime
tide.
Where, you know, you leave at 7:30 no matter what, and you could go find something.
Flounders to bite on high water
right,
or whatever.
Right.
And, I mean, I've fished docks the last few days.
Yeah.
I can't even catch an 8-inch bluefish off of them.
Yeah, I know when Carrie and I fished last week, we tried a couple docks, you and I know, on a perfect tide, And never even lost a shrimp.
No, didn't lose a shrimp.
Nope. Usually a pinfish or something.
A pinfish or something this time of year on those docks. But it's getting so close to the spawn, right at the full moon of the sheephead run. You know, so it's probably not going to do now because of the water temperature. Probably going to have to look for that new moon in March.
Yep. But, folks, thanks for joining us here on the Bo Southboro Squirrel Fishing Forecast. I'm Captain Kevin Faber, sitting with Captain Scott Shank every Thursday from 6 to 7. And don't forget to join us for the outdoor show, the Nimnik Outdoor Show, on Saturday morning from 7 to 10 with myself, Jeff Loggeman, Captain Kirk Waltz. We always have a good time. Appreciate y'all. Y'all have a great weekend of fishing. See ya.